Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Microservices Architecture. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Current Trends in Backend Development in the Backend Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key differences between microservices and monolithic architectures, the advantages and challenges of implementing microservices, and real-world examples of microservices in action. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain the benefits of microservices and how they differ from traditional architecture, enabling you to make informed decisions in your fintech environment. Main content: understanding microservices versus monolithic architectures. To comprehend microservices architecture, it's essential first to distinguish it from monolithic architecture. Monolithic architecture is a traditional approach where all components of an application are integrated and managed as a single unit. This means that any change in one part of the system necessitates redeploying the entire application. This can lead to challenges, particularly in scalability and maintainability, as the system grows in complexity over time. In contrast, microservices architecture breaks down applications into small, independent services that communicate with each other through APIs. Each service is responsible for a specific function and can be developed, deployed, and scaled independently. This modular approach allows teams to work on different services simultaneously, enhancing productivity and reducing time to market. The flexibility of microservices significantly improves application scalability, as resources can be allocated to specific services based on demand. Advantages and challenges of microservices. The primary advantages of microservices architecture include scalability. Individual services can be scaled independently based on their resource needs, allowing for more efficient use of infrastructure. Flexibility. Development teams can choose the best technology stack for each service without being tied to a single platform, leading to innovation and optimization. Resilience. If one microservice fails, it doesn't necessarily bring down the entire application, improving overall system reliability. Faster time to market. With agile methodologies, teams can iterate and deploy new features quickly, enhancing the competitive edge. However, microservices architecture does present some challenges. Complexity. Managing multiple services can introduce operational and coordination complexities. Ensuring that all services communicate effectively can be a significant challenge. Data management. Each service may have its own database, which can complicate data consistency and management across the application. Deployment overhead. Although each service can be deployed independently, the process requires a robust continuous integration and continuous deployment (CI/CD) strategy to manage multiple deployments effectively. Real-world examples of microservices in action in the fintech industry. Several companies have successfully implemented microservices architecture to enhance their services. For example, Netflix. Originally built on a monolithic architecture, Netflix transitioned to microservices to handle the massive scale of its streaming services. By breaking down its application, Netflix improved its resilience and ability to deploy new features rapidly, maintaining a competitive edge in the entertainment industry. PayPal. PayPal adopted microservices to improve transaction processing speed and reliability. By isolating different functionalities, such as user authentication and payment processing, PayPal can now introduce updates without affecting the overall system, thus enhancing user experience. Test Company. As a B2C fintech company, Test Company can leverage microservices to offer personalized financial solutions. By implementing microservices, Test Company can develop distinct services for features like budgeting tools, investment tracking, and customer support, allowing for tailored user experiences, while ensuring rapid deployment of updates. Conclusion. In summary, microservices architecture offers significant advantages over traditional monolithic architectures by enhancing scalability, flexibility, and resilience. However, it also brings challenges that require careful management. By understanding these concepts, you can better position yourself to leverage microservices in your fintech applications, leading to improved efficiency and innovation. As you move forward in this course, Keep in mind how these insights can impact your approach to back-end development. Reflection questions: how can the flexibility of microservices architecture benefit your projects at test company? What strategies could you implement to address the complexities associated with managing microservices? How do you see the role of microservices evolving in the fintech industry over the next few years?